Lord put a thought on my heart, and I thought, well, Lord, we just do whatever we can. Just got a little fault. I may not preach much, and if I don't, I played out when you first just hit the floor. Amen. I want to read a verse out of John chapter 3, St. John's Gospel, chapter 3, very familiar scripture. And then I want to go to 1 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to go ahead and time both up. It's Christmas time, and time of year for joy and happiness. All across this land, there's people tonight that don't have much. Amen. They're doing without. There's people homeless. There's people living under bridges, living in cardboard boxes, tents. Don't have a place just to really lay down and call home. Man, I'm glad tonight that God's been good to me over the years. Amen. And blessed me. Amen. Give me a place to lay my head and a job to go to and a place to come and worship. Good friends all over the country, and I thank God for that tonight. Amen. So tonight, if God can just help me for a few minutes here, I'll give you what the Lord's put on my heart, and I'll get out of the way. We say it's been good to be here tonight, regardless of what else might take place tonight, but I'd like to see God just move with you.
Amen.
Amen. In chapter 3 of St. John's Gospel tonight, if you will, one verse. Amen. He said, for God, verse 17, for God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Amen. Now remember that. 1 Timothy chapter 1, I'm going to start verse 13. He said, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and an hindrance? How but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding and abundant, how with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. How this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. I said, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering. How for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as we come before You, Lord, I ask You tonight, God, please, anybody in this house tonight lost, Father, tonight they may stay. How, Lord, tonight maybe in a backslidden condition, Lord, and God, we just pray, Lord, they come back to You, Lord, whatever it is tonight, Father, but God, those that are saved, I tonight can rejoice in these scriptures that I've read tonight. Father, we give You praise and glory for it all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank You, Lord. I sit there this evening. I'm about to go to sleep a time or two. And I thought, well, maybe somebody come along tonight and I just let them preach. And hear me, I've got three preachers in the house tonight. And amen, Lord, just kept nagging at me with this scripture. And I tell you what I think about this, Brother Jerry. Said God sent His Son into the world not to condemn it, but through Him they might be saved. Amen. I'm glad tonight that God loved those sinners. Amen. I believe it was a song that says that God loved those sinners. Amen. I'm glad tonight that when I was lost and undone without Him, that He came to me looking for me. He loved me enough. He brought me up out of the sin and gave me life eternal. I'm thankful for that tonight. And if I could just have a thought tonight on my heart. Amen. I'm talking about a sinner's friend tonight. Amen. I'm talking about a friend tonight that loved us even when we was out in sin. I no doubt that He loved us being His children. But boy, how we was when we was lost and undone without Him. I thought about some people in the Word of God. The Bible said one day there was some Pharisees asked Him to go into their house and to dine with Him. Amen. And while He was there, I think it was a woman came in. And brother said there, amen, that when she came in, she was behind Him. And she began to weep. She was a sinful woman. Amen. The Bible said that she wept. And she began to wash His feet with her tears. And began to wipe His feet with her hair. Amen. But she had a box of oil. And though she broke it open and poured it on His feet, over His head. And though she had anointed Him. Amen. Listen. And the man had invited Him home. When he said, if he only knew what kind of woman she was, he said it in his heart. He said, if she only knew what kind of woman she was, I thought he would know what a sinner she was. Amen. But listen, God don't care what kind of sinner you are tonight. What He wants tonight is to clean you up. Amen. And give you life and give it to you. I'm more abundant. That's all I'm here to tell you.
neighbor.
Amen. 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 Boy, it was actually, I just see him now sitting there. Everybody making fun of him. There he is in the house of a sinner again. Buddy, I'm glad that he's friends with sinners. Amen. He said, listen, he asked him one day, he said, if they be sick, do they not need a physician? If they be whole, they don't need a doctor. Hey, when you're healthy, you don't need to go see the doctor. I try to put it off. Even when I'm sick. But you know what? There comes a time that we need it. Amen. There's a time in our life that we need God. Amen. And that's every day. We need to get closer to the Lord. Amen. That's because He saved us and gave us hope. And gave us life abundantly. And you know what? He loved me. When I was out there in the deepest sin. When I was in the lowest part of my life. He come to me. I'm telling you folks, I didn't come to Him. He came to me. And He began to deal with my heart. And He began to speak to me, Brother Eric. And told me, I thought He would help me if I just turned loose. Anybody I'm having trouble, I just like He did Zacchaeus. He said, just wait patience on them. Amen. And when He went home with him, and they were sitting there eating, Zacchaeus stood up, and he said, you know what? He said, half my goods I've restored unto everybody. I've given away. And he said, everybody that I've wronged, he said, I've restored them fourfold. And but Jesus looked at him, and he said, behold, the salvation has come. Boy, I talked about Brother Jerry talking about preaching on mercy and how God had mercy on us. Amen. And how that, boy, he stooped down there and he began to ride up on the ground. And, amen. Yeah. How the Lord, amen, how the Lord, he got to hear, he didn't come to condemn us. Right. Amen. He come to save us. Yeah. Our sins is what condemns us. You know that?
Yeah.
It ain't Him that condemns us. It's our sins. Amen. When we before Him.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know, I thought about whenever He was down there today. He said, he that's without sin cast the first stone. And the Bible said they all begin to drop their stones and walk away. And this is what got me. Amen. He looked at her and said, woman, where are my accusers? And she said, I have none. Amen. And he turned around and he said, neither did I. Amen. He didn't accuse her of nothing. And the little woman at the well, what did he talk to her about? He talked to her about her life, told her everything she'd ever done. Amen. But he didn't blame her. And she said, he said, how many husbands? She said, I've had five. And she said, that's right. And said, the one you got now is not yours. Amen. Listen, he just talked to her. And praise God. She ran back to town and said, come and see a man that told me everything I've ever done. Folks, I'm telling you, Jesus Christ is the Savior. He is the Lord. Man. Yeah. 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 We're glad we must be saved. Amen. And no name greater, no name on this earth that'll put the devil in his place. Save Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's power in that name.
Yes,
they are. Amen. There's saving grace in that name.
Right.
Yep. You know what? Tonight I believe a rich man in hell, if he had the opportunity to be saved, he'd get saved.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's too late. It's too late for him. Amen. Mercy door was shut when he died.
Yep.
Amen. They put a lot of people. I think about this morning. You know, we all got good intentions, don't we?
Yep.
Got good intentions to do better. Oh, upcoming year, we'll make all kinds of vows, and oh, we're going to lose weight, we're going to quit smoking, we'll quit doing this, we'll quit doing that. Amen. 2 or 3 days go by, we're still doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what? I'm glad tonight that Jesus is faithful, ain't you? Jesus is faithful. And we can make all the promises we want to. He knows what we are. He knows what we're going to do. He sees the very intents of our heart. Brother, He loves sinners.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I'm not telling you to go out and sin tonight and it'll be okay.
I'm telling you that he loves you when you're a sinner. Amen. And he still loves you today after you got saved. Even
right.
more. You know why I believe he loves you more? Because, hey, man, he sees the blood been applied.
Right.
I believe that with all my heart. Now, there's a lot of people in the Word of God that I can get into tonight, but I don't feel like going any farther. Amen. But this is one thing that's faithful tonight. And you can rest assured, as I'm standing here tonight, that Jesus Christ loves sinners. Amen. He said, God, amen, loved us while we was yet sinners. He gave His Son for us while we was yet sinners. I've never known of anybody, Brother Eric, coming to me and say, I'll stay with you. I'll suffer with you. I'll do everything that you're going through with you. Amen. To see you saved. There was never nobody knocked on my door. Amen. But one preacher in my life. Amen. Until I was about 32 years old. Amen. There was two preachers. Came to my house, knocked on my door, and man, after years, and they asked me to come to the house of God. They were going to have a revival. They went their way. But glory to God, when they left, Jesus didn't. Amen. I'm here to tell you, He didn't leave. Brother Jerry came with my nephew, and they came and visited me. Amen. And the Lord showed up. He was there already. They already knew. Hey, that Jesus is dealing with my heart. And they came and invited me to the house of God. And Brother Eric sang that song. I'm just a little old person. That was the very first song I heard after I was saved. And that's always stuck with me. Amen. How glorious. They hadn't even started church. They was in the back of the house praying. And an old sinner got saved. And why was that? Because Jesus was back there with them. Revelations where he said, man, if you keep my commandments, he said, I'll not blot your name.
Yeah.
I like to know why that's in there.
You're right. Yeah.
Why? He said, I will not blot your name. Wonder why in the world that's written into Brother Eric. I've thought about that. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Well, that's all he said, is keep my word. Mm-hmm. Amen. Live for me. Do the best you can. He knows that we're going to fall. John said over there, he said, brother, I'd have you not seen him. If you do, you have an advocate with the Father, the man Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
That name showed up again. Faithful, just. Amen. Faithful, just. Eric, I'm going to ask you to come tonight. I'd like for you to say mercy. I preached on that Thursday night. Amen. Listen tonight, Jesus Christ has mercy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. He loves all sinners to begin. I've been hell already.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be standing here tonight. Amen. I've been hell screaming. It's like a rich man. Begging for somebody to come bring me a drop of water.
Yeah.
But glory to God tonight because of His mercy.
Yeah.
Because of His wonderful grace. Amen. And because Jesus Christ loves those sinners.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He saves those sinners. Amen. Tonight, to keep them out of hell. Amen. He saved us to keep us out of hell tonight. Amen. If you're all right with God, you must go to your heart and ungrateful. Amen. Tonight, they lost you and done. Why don't you just lay it down tonight and come to the Lord and say, God, save me. Amen. The Lord's in the saving midst. Hey, He's got mercy tonight. He's got enough mercy for everybody. Hey, all you got to do is just lay it down and say, Lord,